Okay, let's review Pesachim Daf Ches. Continuing with the discussion from the previous daf about using a candle for Bedikas Chametz, the Gemara quotes a brisa that lo lo rachamav lo lo ravuka, neither sunlight nor a torch can be used for Bedikas Chametz. The Gemara explains that sunlight can be used when searching an achsadra, gazebo, and when searching an area directly across from a window, but not when searching a part of a room that isn't directly across from a window. Vavuka lo, the Gemara quotes four suggestions as to why it is that we can't use a torch, even though a torch illuminates much more than a candle. And Avukal Avdala mitzvah min amuvchar, it's even preferred for Avdala. First, Eimi Yochla Chnisa L'chorna stuck, and a torch can't get into tight, small areas. Second, Arul Achrav, a torch gives light behind the person, not in front of him. Third, Ba'is, a person will likely be tentative when using a torch out of fear of starting a fire. And finally, Miktaf Ektufei, the light of a torch jumps and is not steady like a candle. The Mishnah had said that Kol Makom Shem Yachnis Mechametz Ein Tzorech Bedika. There's no need to do Bedikas Chametz in places that people never keep Chametz. The Gemara gives several examples of such places, but finds contradictory statements about four specific types of places and resolves each one. Holes in a wall that are very high or very low do not need bedika, but at a normal height they do need bedika. Under a bed only needs bedika if the bed is very high, leaving lots of space to store food there. Wine cellars only need bedika if the person goes to replenish his wine during the meal. Fish storage areas only require bedika when they're small, so a person might come in the middle of the meal. The Braisa says we're not required to stick our hands in small cracks to search for chametz because of a danger. There are two opinions of exactly what kind of sakana are we talking about. First, it might be speaking about the danger of scorpions when searching under ruins in a place that dogs would be able to reach. Even though shluchim mitzvah and mizakin, people going to do a mitzvah can't be harmed, we're concerned that the person will dangerously continue to search for the aveda even after having completed the search for chametz, and then he's not doing a mitzvah anymore. Second, it may be speaking about Sakarnas Nachrim, the danger of arousing a non-Jewish neighbor's suspicion that you're involved in some sort of witchcraft when searching in crevices with a candle at night. It all looks very spooky. So even though generally people doing the mitzvah cannot be harmed, when the situation is very dangerous, that rule does not apply. Even so, Rav held that it's mutter for Bnei Yeshiva to travel to and even from Yeshiva when it's dark outside. We learned that Shluchim Mitzvah are even protected when returning from a mitzvah from the guarantee in the Torah that when a landowner goes to be able to regel, his land and animals will remain safe the entire time. Parenthetically, once we're speaking about people who are able to regel, the Gemara explains that Yerushalayim does not have any delicious peros kinosar, nor does it have the refreshing and enjoyable chamei teveria, because Hashem doesn't want people who are able to regel to say that it's worth going just for those physical pleasures, because nimtzeis aliyah shelo lishma. It'll turn out that the aliyah l'regel is not lishma, it's not for the sake of the mitzvah, but it's for the ulterior motive of enjoying the peros kinosar and the chamei teveria. The Mishnah recorded a machlokas between Mesham and Beis Hillel about how much of a martiv of a wine cellar needs to be checked for chametz and how much is considered a makom shein machnisim b'chametz, a place the chametz is never brought. So further machlokas amaram had to understand each opinion. Mesham yomim shtei shuras al pnei kol martiv, two rows on the entire surface of the cellar. Ravida understands this to mean two rows from ground to ceiling, one behind the other. Rabbi Yochanan understands this to mean shura achas kmin gam, all barrels facing the door and all barrels facing the ceiling, forming the shape of the Greek letter gam. Only the two outermost, uppermost rows need to be checked, not the entire surface facing the ceiling or the door. Rav understands that this means the two uppermost rows that are on the outer surface facing the door, and Shmuel understands this means the two outermost rows that are on the upper surface facing the ceiling.